Welcome back. We're going to be talking today about my favorite books, my top three books for 2023. Some of these are oldies but goodies, and I'm going to be going over the top three that really helped me this year just to like slow down, be more mindful, have boundaries, especially with the holidays. I think it's so important that we really take the time to say yes to ourselves first. So with that, let's get started. So my first book, it's an oldie that really changed my life, but I love revisiting it, and it happened to be this year that I revisited, and it's The Alchemist. It's by Pablo Coelho, and it's amazing. It has been translated in so many languages, but it's just really about the journey of fulfilling your dreams and listening to your intuition. How we always want more, right? Just dreams and goals that you have for your own life, but sometimes we get so stuck that it has to be done a certain way, or sort of so stuck that it has to be hard that we get in our way. So I just really love that book. It's great too. If you've never read it, just it's really like an adventure, and it just really helps you to get new perspective in your life, the importance of your dreams and having faith or listening to your intuition, no matter what you listen to or you believe in. It's just a beautiful, beautiful book. You can do it through Audible. I love actual physical books. So that would be my, you know, starting with number three option would be The Alchemist from Pablo Coelho. And I'll put it in the show notes. Number two is Warrior of the Light. I really love the book Warrior of the Light because it really talks more about, you know, like the importance of like putting yourself first and being really like true to you. And it just a book that really enlightened me to, believe it or not, really choose more myself. Is also by Paulo Coelho. And you can also get an Audible. You can get it in written form. Again, I love actual physical books. And I just really love how it really just helped me. It's just so timeless and inspirational. And I feel it's like it's a great like little companion and friend to The Alchemist. But it just really helped me to like leave out your dreams, you know, to actually go and dare do your dreams, to really embrace the uncertainty and change of life. And really rise up to like going through your own journey. So I really love Warrior of the Light. It gave me new perspective. It was just such a helpful tool for me. And I really hope it's amazing for you as well. Also with Warrior of the Light, something that I really loved about it was that it just really focused as well on, sometimes we get so caught up, right? I'm like, well, if, you know, how can I be a better person while also fulfilling my dreams as a mother? You know, well, do I even have, like, do I dare to dream? Do I dare to go to my goals? And I am a very driven person, but I can struggle a lot through change. Like, it's just something I struggle with. That's my own little sense into my world. So it has just really helped me to be more embracing of change and how uncertain life is, and not take it so much, allowing the fear of keeping me back and holding me back. So it just really opened me up this year to even do new things in my business and new things in my life, to really slow down and be more intentional. So Warrior of the Light by, again, Pablo Coelho is amazing. I really loved it. If you don't have time to read like a whole book like The Alchemist is, this is a great option. Because even if you just read like a passage, like it's like little passages like throughout each pages, it really is impactful. It's really awesome to meditate with or just think about in the morning or when you're having like that rough day. Just really amazing books. So that would be my pick number two. So with that, let's go into pick number one for me. I really wanted to share this with all of you. And it's actually a book I've read before. But I don't know, sometimes has it ever happened to you that whether you're learning a new skill or you're reading a new book or even watching a movie, that it just hits differently. And it this year, like rereading this book, it just really helped me to just like be able to take a new look at this. And so I really wanted to share with you this book because it just really has helped me so much. I feel like 2023 was one of the toughest years for me. Like, although I have grown, you know, business-wise, and so many beautiful things happened this year. Also, it was a lot of ending of things, and it was a lot of courage to do the right things, and, you know, and also embracing my own imperfections, and that life is not perfect. Like, I think it was really like a slap in the face this year, and a shake-up of like, hey, life's not perfect, and I'm not perfect, and horrible things happen. How do we heal from this? How do we function through our lives with this, right? Especially as business owners. And like, you know, like, I want you to think about this too. Like, we use social media for a business as a tool. Having to show up on live, I took a break this year for a couple of months of not doing any lives. Now I'm doing lives every week, but I had to take that time and space to allow myself to go against the grain and focus on me. And I think that this is a beautiful book for any time that you're going through a big life change or business change, or, you know, as humans, we evolve and change. I am not the same person was as 30 as I am at 37. So with this, I would really love to recommend. This was my number one book top pick for this year. And it was Gifts of Imperfection. And that one is by Brené Brown. And like, if you have Netflix, you kind of want to feel her out before you buy the book, because it is a bit of a thicker, longer book. You can go ahead and on Netflix, she has a thing about, you know, courage on there. You can look for free, but I mean, you can look if you have your Netflix subscription. But it really talks about authenticity. It talks about connection and vulnerability. It talks about how imperfect we are, her own journey. She shares her journey of really embracing her own imperfection, of letting go of what everybody thought she should be doing and what she thought the world wanted from her, and just really living a more authentic life. She's also like a shame researcher, which makes the book even so much more interesting, because it's not somebody who's just sharing a life story. It's somebody who literally for a living has done years and years of shame research. And she has been able to see what does a person who lives their full life look like, even though they go through obstacles and hardships in their lives and loss. And it has just hit me differently. So I read the original book, and then she did her like rewrite, because the book is a lot older, and she has a new version of it. And I've been reading the new version, and this time it just hit different. And I think it's such a beautiful book, especially this time of year where, you know, it's a hard time, okay? So usually for the holidays, it's just my sister and I, and like, that's what my holidays consist of, okay? And it can be very hard for me because I do tend to feel like a little bit weird and lonely sometimes. I'm like, man, I don't have like everybody else, you know? And holidays can bring, you know, family conflict. It can bring up the loneliness, which I'm talking about, that I've experienced before. For some people, it's financial pressure that you have to get everybody presents. Sometimes it's the social commitment pressure that you have to go to the holiday work party, or you have to go to your family's house, although they have been hurtful. Those feelings that you have to do things that, you know, socially or family-wise with commitments. And just that stress can really leave you like so stressed out and so tired to even, you know, for January. So during the winter, I did a post yesterday and I loved it because like I misspell stuff and people, and somebody wrote to me. He's like, "What are you trying to say?" And I'm like, "What I'm trying to say is that it's winter time. It's okay if you want to slow down and enjoy the season." And so if we think about winter, the bears right now are like hibernating. The leaves are falling off the trees. The weather is changing. It's getting colder here. We're getting around 38 degrees in the morning, 34. Everything is starting to change. It's time to like slow down the pace. I'm about to finish like my last clients for 2023, and I'm done. I'm done for the year. I'm wrapping up my year. And I'm taking some time off to enjoy my family, to enjoy the holidays, to also process my feelings of how everything went this year, what I more want to feel more of in 2024, what I want less of. Although my new year does not start in January, it is a time for me of reflection. And I will go back to this book, but I want to finish before I go back to the book, you know, The Gifts of Imperfection from Brené Brown, and why it's so important during this time. Right now is such a powerful time. Whether you believe in Christmas, Hanukkah, no holidays, Kwanzaa, no matter what you believe in, it's such a magical time of people wishing, right? The little kids, whether it's Hanukkah or like, you know, Christmas, they're like wishing on things that they want, right? And the magic of Santa Claus and the magic of the beautiful, you know, like candles being lit for Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, the celebration of games and having fun and gathering with family. And whether you celebrate any other type of holiday or no holidays, you see throughout there's lots of lights and people are a little bit kinder and softer to each other. You also see people stressing out during this time. But in regards to nature, it's a slower pace of time at this time. You don't see a lot more animals out. I see less animals out during this time when I go on my walks. In regards to business and the beauty industry, it's such a heavy time. Some people laugh at me for saying that we need to take time to slow down. But we do. I understand you're busy with your clients. I understand you may have a different type of lifestyle and needs for your family or for yourself. But it's so important that you take, even if it's just 2 minutes, to nourish your body with water at work, to nourish your body with a snack if you can't have a full meal because you're so booked out at work, to take some time to take a deep breath, to take some time to use the restroom, take some time for you. And as counterintuitive as that sounds, that's why I love The Gifts of Imperfection. It just really talks about, like, none of us are perfect and we all go through change and we all go through the uncertainty and sometimes, you know, painful parts of life. But how do we navigate our life where we can still be courageous and give out love and be courageous to live out our dreams and be courageous to be who we truly are, not what the world's expecting of us? And that took a lot of courage for me this year to really say, it's not about my followers, you know, like gaining more followers. I love my followers and I, you know, I support my team and, you know, I support my community through different things. But I really need to be able in a place where I'm better for myself so I can give the best self out to my brides, to my hairstyling clients, to my coaching clients, to my business. And, you know, this year was so beautiful. Like I ended, you know, Pinterest TV ended. And I loved how we got the announcement like 2 months before it happened and we got like an actual phone call. Okay. And I was in there in a phone call with a video conference with three others, including my producer on there for the Pinterest TV show and episodes. And I thanked them for everything and they loved working with me. I got feedback from them as well. And it was just such a beautiful experience of ending, right? And ending in a gracious way. And I wanted to share that story with you because that's what life is about, right? And which a lot of it comes from, like, you know, the book even talks about that. That's something I experienced in my life a lot. I tried to leave endings in a gracious way, not closing a door, not being angry that it ended, but being happy that it happened, right? So I really feel like The Gifts of Imperfection was my top pick for a book this year. I did read other books, like I read Amy Porterfield's book, which was awesome as well. I read also Jenna Kutcher's book, which was, you know, it was okay for me because there's things I already do. But most importantly, that's why my number one pick was Gifts of Imperfection, because it takes such, it's a grace thing. And as we're getting near the end of the year, as we're in the holiday season, and we go out and we see people rushing to go buy gifts and rushing to get the groceries and not having time and trying to do 20 things at once. So, you know, my little kid got sick. It happens as a mom, right? And then I have my clients. And then I also have my own needs. I need to go get glasses. Instead of stressing out, I schedule my day out where I can do one or two things that day and that feels good to me. And that may be not super productive for others, but it feels amazing for me. It feels amazing to be productive in the sense that I'm taking care of people I love, I'm taking care of my business, I'm taking care of myself in a way that is sustainable and easy for me. That brings ease, okay? And ease sometimes means easy with a little bit of heart. So that's why I love the Gifts of Imperfection. I just feel like it was my little companion guide for this year as I really embraced being a better person and putting myself first and knowing that life is not perfect and business is not perfect and daring to do new things. With the Gifts of Imperfection, I really welcome you to read that book. You can read it one page at a time. I love highlighting it and just meditating and pondering on it as well. Like that's on Audible or like any type of audiobook. But I love reading physical copies. It just really helps me. It helps me like just imagine it more and hit more for home. So that was such a beautiful book for me. That's from Brené Brown. And as we end this episode, I want to end with the topic of grace. I already did an episode what I'll be doing for 2024 and how to make it more productive without having to do more. We don't always have to be chasing the shiny thing and we don't always have to be all put together and having to do everything on the world, society's, or social media's timeline. Giving ourselves grace as business owners, as humans, as mothers or parents, as siblings, as a daughter, as a friend, means that we have to be able to be okay that things don't always work out how we plan. We have to be okay that sometimes we have to say no, and that is beautiful. Have boundaries during the time. It is time to give yourself grace that maybe the world or your family will not agree with you because you're deciding to protect yourself and your family and put your needs first. But it will bring more happiness to you. Give yourself grace that maybe this holiday season you booked yourself out and you cannot take time off. And maybe you're going to work better for next year so that you can take time off to really enjoy the end of the year or the holidays if that's important to you. Give yourself grace if this is a time to work hard because that's what you need for your life and that's what feels good, although that may not be popular with everybody else or what I'm doing. During this holiday season, my three top books were number 3, The Alchemist from Paulo Coelho, Warrior of the Light as well from Paulo Coelho, which is an awesome, like more shorter form that you can read like a page or two at a time and feel good about it and move on. And my number one pick was, of course, The Gifts of Imperfection from Brené Brown. And the beauty of all three books that they have is really how to be more courageous, give ourselves grace, and dare to dream and do. Take the action, right? So no matter what you're doing this holiday season, I hope that those three books, one of them really helps you. And that this episode really gives you a little bit of ease and grace that you don't have to do it all. You don't have to figure it all out. It has taken me years to get to this point. 37 years old. I feel like this is my first real Christmas where I feel like everything is in sync to what feels good to me. And then it may not be trending in the beauty industry. It may not be trending in the hairstyling community. It may not be trending with other business owners. But this feels right to me. And I'm giving myself the grace to know that this feels right. It's okay if it's different. It's okay if it doesn't align with everybody else's expectations. And I ask you to give that gift for yourself. To give yourself a little bit of grace to say no to a social invitation that you don't want to go to. To say no, even though you had plans, to let people know, no, you know, unfortunately, I can't make it today. Let's reschedule for next week. To slow down if that feels right to you. Or to keep your speed of life if that feels amazing for you as well. Give yourself the grace to live the best life and have the business that fulfills you, your lifestyle. Because at the end of the day, like I feel more as a whole, as a community, especially like I just feel, maybe it's just a California thing. I live in California. People are starting to be more intentional and starting to be slowing down with things and life. And such, it's so hard to do that in a world where I feel like we're constantly being pushed to do more and do new and have the bright, shiny thing. So choose what feels right for you. But for me, the word of 2023 for me that kept me going was, show me how easy it is. That was the phrase. Ease was 2023 for me. And it was just such a beautiful discovery and change of everything for me. And I welcome you to allow yourself to think, what is it that you truly want in your life? What's going to be your word for 2024? What's the word that's going to keep you accountable, that's going to keep you going to live a more fulfilling life and have a business that really, truly fulfills you? I don't know if it's just me. I've been seeing a lot of my friends leaving the industry, and I understand it, and I love, and I think it takes such big courage to do that. It's not an easy step. And part of getting older, as they say, you get older, you get wiser. I feel like you get older and you learn, hopefully you learn from your lessons and you start changing. So give yourself the grace if you're changing. Give yourself the grace if you're planning for something to be different. Give yourself the grace to have boundaries, not just with your family, but also in business. If somebody wants to be squeezed in, nobody should be squeezed in, right? Like, there's only so much time that you have. And in regards to being squeezed in, because I know right now it's the big thing right now. I see it a lot with a lot of my other friends in the industry and stuff. Have different rates. Maybe you have like a last minute appointment availability. If you have that demand, to have a different rate, to have an expedited appointment rate. Think of different ways how you can help people, because people, when they want something right now, it also has to be beneficial to you if that's something that you want to do. Or hold your boundaries. If you do not offer expedited appointments, if you do not squeeze people in, be kind during this time that so many people feel so lonely and everybody has different perspectives of what the holidays means to them. And put yourself first, because without you, without your health, without your well-being, nothing else around you can run properly, right? It all starts within us. It all starts within you. I hope you enjoyed this 3-book recommendations and also really talking more about grace and the importance of putting yourself first. I will see you back here next time. Thank you so much, love, for tuning in. And I'll tune back in soon. Bye, love.